for Leslie, foot to foot. She stood beside me for years, or was it a moment? I cannot remember. Maybe I loved her, maybe I didn't. There was a house, and then no house. There were trees, but none remain. When no one remembers, what is there? You, whose moments are gone, who drift like smoke in the afterlife, tell me something. Tell me anything. Mark Strand, In the Afterlife. Prologue. From the writings of the first recorder, the Book of Twelves, presented at the Third Global Conference on the North American Quarantine Period, Center for the Study of Human Cultures and Conflicts, University of New South Wales, Indo-Australian Republic, April 16th through 21st, 1003 AV. Excerpt begins. Chapter 1. For it came to pass that the world had grown wicked, and men had taken war into their hearts, and committed great defilements upon every living thing, so that the world was as a dream of death. And God looked upon his creation with a great sadness, for his Spirit no longer abided with mankind. And the Lord said, As in the days of Noah, a great deluge shall sweep over the earth, and this shall be a deluge of blood. The monsters of men's hearts shall be made flesh, devouring all in their path, and they shall be called virals. The first shall walk among you disguised as a virtuous man, concealing the evil within him. And it shall come to pass that a sickness will befall him, such that he is made into the likeness of a demon, terrible to gaze upon. And he shall be the father of destruction, called the Zero. And men shall say, Would not such a being make the mightiest of soldiers? Would not the armies of our enemies lay down their weapons to cover their eyes at the very sight of him? And a decree shall go forth from the highest offices that 12 criminals shall be chosen to share of the Zero's blood, becoming demons also. And their names shall be as one name, Babcock, Morrison, Chavez, Baff, Terrell, Winston, Sosa, Eccles, Lambright, Martinez, Reinhardt, Carter, called the 12. But also I will choose one among you who is pure of heart and mind, a child to stand against them. And I will send a sign so that all may know, and this sign shall be a great commotion of animals. And this was Amy, whose name is Love, Amy of Souls, the girl from nowhere. And the sign went forth in the place of Memphis, the beasts howling and screeching and trumpeting, and one who saw was Lacey, a sister in the eyes of God. And the Lord said to Lacey, You too are chosen, to be as a helpmate to Amy, to show her the way. Whither she goes, you shall go also, and your journey shall be a hardship, lasting many generations. You shall be as a mother to the child, whom I have brought forth to heal the broken world, for within her I shall build an ark to carry the spirits of the righteous. And thus did Lacey according to all that God commanded her, so did she. Chapter 2. And it came to pass that Amy was taken to the place of Colorado to be the captive of evil men, for in that place the Zero and the 12 abided in chains, and Amy's captors intended that she should become one of them, joining to them in mind. And there she was given the blood of the Zero, and fell into a swoon as unto death. But neither did she die, nor acquire monstrous form, for it was not the design of God that such a thing should come to pass. And in this state Amy lingered through a period of days, until a great calamity occurred, such that there should be a time before and a time after, for the 12 escaped, and the Zero also, unleashing death upon the earth. But one man befriended Amy, and took pity upon her, and